it sounds to me like you feel that you've been a bit stung by this story. What's been the fallout for you?
I was stung by the way it was twisted.
But swinging, surely, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I'm certainly no expert, but is swinging not when you're in a relationship and you have sex with other people?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Swinging is when they say there were swingers, that conjures up people who throw their house keys into a ring, go to parties and they don't know each other, and they just throw their key rings into the floor. That's what I would take as swingers.
Okay.
And that's why I think the papers picked that up, because that's what sounds seedy and a bit... Yeah.
Can I ask this? Why would you tell anybody, be it in a book, be it a journalist, be it me, why would you tell anybody about your sex life? Why do that?
Well, it was in an autobiography, basically. That's all.
It was a ghostwritten autobiography.
And also, when you think, I mean, we're looked upon, as you said at the beginning, people can't seem to struggle to separate our character that we play from ourselves as people.
Precisely, yeah.
And that's what really, I think, is half the trouble. They see the picture of the character instead of saying, no, that's somebody that's put away in a case at the end of a show.
Yeah, and it's very, very hard to imagine that, you know, my experience with you two is of me coming in after school, my mum bringing my tea to me in the living room, and me watching you two in Cracker Jack as
a
little
boy.
You're a
big boy now.
I am a big boy now. And so when you hear about the crankies having sex, it just doesn't feel right.
It didn't affect our audience one bit in the pantle.
No.
So after that story went out and it was published, what reaction did you get? What was wrong?
I was frightened it would affect our audience when we were out entertaining, and it did not affect them at all. It was the opposite.
But the only person who had ever worried about it, Jeanette, was you.
I was worried. I couldn't eat for 3 days. I went down a dress size in 3 days because I was worried about how it would affect the business.
You didn't eat for 3 days, honestly?
Yeah.
I couldn't eat. I wasn't hungry. It was over the article in the papers, you know?
And Jeanette, that pressure, because it's interesting during Leveson at the moment, isn't it, where they're looking at media ethics and how the press behave and how stars are treated by the media.
Yes.
So can you tell me, Jeanette, the impact that story had on you as a human being?
Well, I just told you, it didn't affect my work because I still went out on that stage with confidence and put that behind my head and used it to my ability.
Because we're professionals, that's what we do. But socially, yes, in herself, she was in state for 3 years. Also, we had concern for our close friends, people I've known us for 25, 30 years, who are not in the business, and they would have to suffer their friends saying, well, you knew the crankies, thinking, are you all mixed up in things like this? Which, of course, is nonsense, because that's how the whole story got out of hand.
And when you're in that situation, can you control that story in any way?
No, you can't. You can control the lies and the other stories that come out of that. People saying, I knew this and I did this, which we had a few of these stories, and we stopped that with lawyers.
So you got people claiming that they'd slept with you and they never had. Is that what happened?
Yeah. And they weren't. No, they hadn't.
One guy said he'd been in a pantomime horse with Jeanette.
In the back end of a pantomime horse, and it was at Crewe, and I was playing Ugly Sister. I've never played Ugly Sister in my life.
Never played Crewe.
So this is just people making up stories.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but was that deeply upsetting at the time or not?
No, it was laughable, actually. But then when people read that in the paper, that's another thing that they're going to think, oh, my goodness, what else has happened, you know?
And Ian, Jeanette stopped eating. Did you feel the pressure during that
period? Oh, yeah.
In what way?
I'll never forget the Monday it all came out. Well, it came out on a Sunday, and I knew by Monday every paper in England will have this. And on the Monday night, and I had so many calls telling me it was in so many papers. I was standing in the wings, like I never do, and I was shaking, waiting to go on, shaking with not, I suppose it was a kind of fear, wondering what the reaction would be. When we made our first entrance, the place just erupted. And at the end of that performance, the Glasgow audience were taking our bows. At a pause, John thanked the show, and at a pause, a woman shouted from the audience, Crankies, we love you. And that, when I brought a tear to Jeanette's eye, because that proves the people, our people, the people, our real audience, they took it with a pinch of salt.
Well, I can hear, Ian, your voice starting to break even when you're recounting that story. Just shows you, though, how a career can sit on a knife edge.
Yes.
Even after decades of survival and success.
Yes, and one wrong saying or one putting something wrongly in an interview could finish you.
But it didn't.
But it didn't.
Yeah.